We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to the Cook and Joe Show. Really looking forward to talking to our next guest. He comes to us on the Hall and Capitas fan hotline. I covered him during his entire career in Pittsburgh. And there were a lot of highlights and a few lowlights. And the lowlight, obviously, very painful in 92. Let's say hello to Cy Young Award winner, Doug Drabek. Hey, Doug, good morning. How are you today?
Just fine. How are you all?
Appreciate you taking time. And I got to ask you what everybody still talks about in Pittsburgh. Game 7, 92 against the Braves. I assume that had to be your most painful defeat. What stands out in your mind about it?
I think what stands out is that it was right there for us. And, it just slowly slipped away. And obviously the situation with the possibility of guys leaving or not being asked back was looming. I don't think anybody was thinking about that, though, but it was just in our hands, and it just kind of slipped away.
Doug, you took a shutout into the ninth inning. You're up 2-0 through no fault of your own. There was a double down the line by Pendleton. Chico Lean bobbled a ball by Justice. You walked Sid Bream to load the bases with no outs. Leland made the choice. Did you try to talk him out of taking you out, or had you about ran out of gas at that point?
Well, there wasn't any discussion. He came out, and he had his hand out right away. So that usually meant there's no conversation. Run out of gas or not, I know I had a lot of pitches and stuff, but I think when you're in those situations, you're not really thinking about it or feeling it sometimes. And, I knew when he was walking out that he probably had seen enough.
Doug, it's good to talk to you again here in Pittsburgh with people starved for sports. They showed Game 5 of the 1990 NL Championship Series on here, where you staved off elimination with an incredible performance. What do you remember about that game?
I just remember how it ended. It was almost like the reverse of 92 in Game 7, where they ended up, having the bases loaded, and Bobby came in and got the ground ball double play. So, that Reds team, they just came in hot at that time to make the playoffs, and then they ran through Oakland after that. But I just know that game was, at the first inning, it looked like it might be, who knows, a high-scoring game with everybody scoring and stuff, but then everything got settled down, and then it was just a normal playoff game against the Reds.
Doug, we talked about 92 and 90. Jim Leland always said that he thought your 91 team was the best of the bunch of those three. Do you agree? And I'm just looking what you ran into in Game 6 and 7. You were up 3-2 coming home. You pitched Game 6, and you had a masterpiece, but you got beat by Steve Avery 1-0, and then Smoltz shut the team out in Game 7. Was that your best team?
You know, I don't know. People have said that before, and I don't know if I can really distinguish between the two, which was better. To me, it felt like it was the same team, basically. And I know our chances were, you know, probably better there in 91, especially with that lead we had. But for me, I don't know. I guess when you get into the playoffs and stuff, you have a good team. And so to me, every year we had a good team.
We're talking to Doug Drabek here on Cook and Joe. He's on the Hall and Capitas hotline. And Doug, you obviously also played for the Houston Astros, and they were involved in quite the controversy, which erupted, 2 months ago or so? And I would love to get your thoughts on whether you think their World Series win from a few years back is indeed tainted by their sign-stealing system, or whether you think maybe that's a part of the game.
Well, that, I guess, took it to another level, but it's always been part of the game, sign-stealing, just not in that way, but... I don't know. Since it's over and they got punished, you know, I know a lot of guys just haven't talked about it. So it's kind of like just letting it be.
Kind of a disadvantage would it be for you as a pitcher if the hitters know what was coming?
Well, no, that's true. I mean, you still have to make your pitch, and they still have to hit the ball, but it just eliminates all the other pitches that you have. So, you know, it's one of those things, like I said, that's been kind of going on since probably baseball started. Just like I said, not at that level. So, you know, hopefully now that everything is done and over with, that, you know, things like that won't happen anymore.
Doug, with no games right now, we've been taking a look back at a lot of different things in sports, a lot of different, you know, going back to the 90s, 80s, 70s, whatever. I'm curious for you, if we go back in time, who was the most intimidating hitter you ever faced, the most fearsome hitter?
Oh, man. For me, there were a lot of them. I think when you look at that, I mean, there's guys that have high averages and stuff, but, you know, you look back and you're thinking guys who hit the long ball. And I know we have an app that you can pull up, but I think Daryl Strawberry hit me pretty good. And I would have to say he was one of them. Him and I know Fred McGriff was another one that I just couldn't seem to figure out how to get him out and keep the ball in the yard.
Strawberry, I believe it was 1990 when you were going for your first division title. I remember vividly at Shea Stadium, he hit one into the night off of you, and it was one of the most majestic home runs I've ever seen. And I can remember him, that Moni Moni song playing as he ran around the bases. And I know you remember that very well too, I'm assuming, right?
Well, no, that's one of the reasons his name probably comes up, because you know, I've seen videos and stuff of it. So, he was strong, had a quick bat, and, you know, he didn't miss many mistakes.
You mentioned the Mets, at least Daryl Strawberry there, and you guys had a pretty good rivalry with them, Doug. And I'm wondering, from the dugout, or maybe, from the dugout, watching other pitchers, Dwight Gooden always comes to mind. And I try to tell people, early in his career how good he was, and it's hard to make them understand how good he was. What was it like watching him?
You know, and that's where you got, you know, the power guys at that time, and you just knew when he was on that it was going to be a long day. He just he had that look that when he was feeling it, that he knew that you know, he was probably going to mow you down, and he was tough, threw hard, good breaking ball, competitor, so good athlete. So, you know, he was, I mean, it's fun, even when you're against guys like that, it's fun to sit there and watch him work.
Doug, real quickly, I know Leland always talked about his one regret, not delivering Pittsburgh a championship team here when you guys had three really good cracks at it. Did it take you a long time to get over 92, 91, for instance? I assume that's one of your big regrets as well.
Oh, sure. As a player and even as a coach, you never know how many chances you're going to get to be in that position and have a chance to go to the World Series and eventually win it. So, I mean, yeah, it took me a while, especially realizing now coaching in the minor leagues where, you know, we've won some championships and stuff, and it during the season, sometimes it makes me think about, you know, those years when we're in the playoffs and then in the championship series. You know, I'll go back and just think about, man, we were in the same position, and it's almost like now I'm trying to get revenge as a minor league coach for that.
Talking to Doug Drabek here, a couple more minutes with him. Cy Young Award winner, one of two in Pirates history, the other being Vern Law. What was that year like for you as a whole, Doug, when you won the Cy Young? You talk about athletes being in a zone. Did it feel like almost the whole season was like that for you?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, things just click, things went right. You know, you got runs when you needed them, good defense, and you know, I'd say for the most part, when you go through things like you're not thinking a lot, you're just feeling it, and it happens, and you try not to think about it, because sometimes you can mess yourself up by overthinking. So you just go with it, and that's kind of what it felt like. Just that things were working, and you know, you get the help along the way from your teammates, and before you know it, the season's over, and it you know, you have one of those years.
Generals, is that correct?
Hello?
Yeah, Doug, do you get me? I said you talked about being a minor league coach. The Jackson Generals, double-A team, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
So you were in the middle of spring training, and you saw what happened with the virus. Just talk about what that was like for you and you know, what you're trying to do for your pitchers to keep them ready to come back.
Yeah, it was, you know, you kind of saw stuff on the news, and you just kind of kept thinking, okay, it's, you know, it's not going to escalate. And, you know, before you knew it, basketball, when the basketball teams, you know, walked off the court and stuff, and you're thinking, all right, this is getting closer to home. And before you knew it, they call us in and tell us, you know, they want everybody to go home. And then all of a sudden, you know, you've got all the rules and things that you need to do and not to do. And you get home, and now, you know, they put pretty much lockdowns on some counties and stuff, and where you're really not supposed to go out and do anything or be around people. So it's something that no one's ever gone through before. And, you know, it was a weird feeling leaving spring training like that, because we were about to start our games and get our guys going, and you know, all of a sudden you just shut down completely. And you know, you just, I mean, for all the pitchers, you know, I think just basically trying to keep their arms in shape as much as they can wherever they're at. And, you know, I know everybody just from either texting or calling or emails, you know, everybody's trying to abide by what you're supposed to do and try to stay in shape as best as possible, and then just wait for a call for, you know, for us to go back, hopefully. And being at home, it was weird being at home at this time too. Now, you know, we had the pollen that came through and all that green dust, and I'm like, I haven't been here for this. And just different stuff that goes on while I'm gone for the 7 months, I'm, you know, being able to experience. So I guess the little things that need to get done around the house are going to get done earlier.
Well, Doug, good luck down there. We really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us today. And I know everybody here who was around when you were pitching has fond memories. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.